Shalom Uvecha to all. Welcome back to Tari Mechav Torah, OU Women's Initiative. My name is Michal Horace, and today we will study the Haftorah for Shabbos Parsha Shoftim. The Haftorah comes from Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Aleph, Pasuk Yod Beis, through Perek Nun Beis, Pasuk Yod Beis. The theme of Nechama continues, and in this Haftorah, in this beautiful Haftorah, Hashem addresses the fear of the children of Israel, their fear of man, and Hashem says, really, the Nechama is that Hashem, the all-powerful, that Hashem, the creator, that Hashem, the sustainer, that Hashem, the controller, He is the one who is in charge, and that the nations of the world who have oppressed us ultimately will receive what is coming to them, and Hashem will bring us the ultimate geula. Parak nun aleph pasuk yud beis and sefer Yeshayahu. I have a lot that I want to tell you, so Bezrat Hashem, please help me get through the material, and also I can't stop the clock, but sometimes when I'm teaching it would be beneficial. Parak pasuk yud beis, anochi hu menachemchem. I am the one who comforts you, says Hashem. Mi at, who are you? Vatiri me enosh, that you fear from a more me enosh yamus. You fear from enosh is one of the words for man in Chumash Anashim is the plural. Vatiri me enosh yamus. You fear from a mortal man, a man who will die. Umi ben adam chatsir yinasein. Who are you that you should fear from a person who will turn into grass? Anochi anochi. It's interesting that the Nechama begins with the words anochi anochi because it reminds me very much of Matan Torah. Of course, the first of the Aseres HaDibros, Parshas Yisro, Sefer Shmos, Perichof, Pasuk Beis. And what is the first of the Aseres HaDibros? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Shasecha Meretz Yitzrayim Mibeis Avadim. The word Anochi, when we hear the word Anochi, what we think of is the Aseres HaDibros. And that's really the greatest Nechama. The greatest Nechama there is when we return to Torah, Shuvena Hashem Elokecha V'Nashuva Chadesh Yemenu Kekadem, like we end Megillas Eicha. When we turn to Torah, Hashem will turn back to us. And it's interesting that it's a double Anochi, because Moshe Rabbeinu, by the burning bush, when Hashem introduced himself, Hashem also used the word Anochi to Moshe. So Moshe had a private Matan Torah, Har Choriv, if you will. The people had a national Matan Torah, Anochi, Anochi. Perhaps Hashem is saying here, I am the God of each one of you as an individual. Anochi, I am the God of all of you as a nation. I am the one who gave you the Torah. And through return to Torah, we will have the greatest comfort and the greatest Yeshua. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vatishkach Hashem Osecha, Notash Shemayim V'yoseid Aretz, Vatifached Tamid Kol Hayam Mipnei Chamas Hametzik, Kasher Konin Lahashkis. Hashem said, you forgot Hashem, your maker, your creator, the one who made you. You forgot Hashem who spread the heavens and laid the foundation to the earth. And you were afraid all day of the fury of the oppressor, of the one who prepares their weapons to destroy. V'ayei Chamas Hametzik, Hashem says, now, let me see, where's the fury of that oppressor? Why are you afraid of mortal man when Hashem is in charge? Pasuk Yud Dalet, Miher Tzoeh Lihipatech, the wanderer, the Tzoeh, the wanderer who is the exiled nation of Israel, will quickly be released from exile, will be opened from the exile. V'lo Yamus L'shachas, V'lo Yechzar Lachmo, he will not die, Kla Yisrael, on destruction. He will not lack for bread. V'anochi Hashem Elokecha Rog, I am the one who constrains the sea. I am the one who is in charge of the waves of the sea. Just like I am in charge of the rage of the ocean and the seas, so too I am in charge of the nations of the world. Hashem, the Lord of hosts, is his name. Pasuk Tezvav. No, I'm sorry, that was Pasuk Tezvav. Pasuk Tezayin. V'asim dvarai b'ficha. I will place my words in your mouth, my words of consolation in your mouth. U'betzel yadi Kissi Sicha, and in the shelter of my hand, Kaviacha, I shelter you. Hashem, these are expressions of God comforting us with his mouth, so to speak, sheltering us and protecting us with his shade, so to speak. Lintoa Shemaim, the Yesod Arts, to plant, to plant the heavens, to lay the foundation of the earth, Vilemur Litzion. And Hashem will say to Tzion, Ami Ata, you are my nation. Listen to the next Pasuk, Pasuk Yitzayin, His Oriri. His Oriri. Yes, those words sound very familiar to us. Kumi, Yerushalayim. His Oriri, Kumi. Arouse yourself, arouse yourself. O Jerusalem, arise. Asher shasis miyad Hashem eskos chamas. O Jerusalem, who drank from Hashem the cup of his wrath, eskuba askos hatar ela shasis matzis. When you were thirsty from sin, you drank the cup of wrath from Hashem. But now awaken and arise. And now the Navi describes how Yerushalayim is like a woman whose children have abandoned her. There's no one holding her hand from her children who have raised her. They're her children. Banayach ulfu, shachvu b'rosh kachutzos. Your children have fainted from the churban. They lay at the head of every street. They are full of the wrath of Hashem. However, this is coming to an end. The wrath of Hashem. Ko amar Adonayich Hashem velokayich. Yariv Amoso, says your master Hashem, your God. He will take up the battle of his people. Lakachtem yadech es kos hatar ela. He will take from our hand the cup of his fury. As kubas kos chamasi lo tosifu lishtozor. The cup of the wrath and the fury of God. You will not continue to drink anymore, Tzion. You will not continue to drink any more of my nation. Rather, Pasuk of Gimel, Visam Tiha Biad Mogayach, Asher Amrulinaf Sheikh Shechivina Avora, Hashem will take the cup of his wrath and then he will give it to the hand of our oppressors who said to your soul, they will destroy us. He will place the cup in the hand of our oppressors, the oppressors who afflicted us, the oppressors who said to our soul, bow down, we will trample over you. The oppressors who said to us that our body is like the ground, like in the street for passersby, they will drink the cup of our oppression. Listen to the next pasuk, Nun Beis Aleph, Uri, Uri. Livshi uzeich Tzion, livshi bigde tifarteich Yerushalayim ir kodesh, ki lo yosif yavovach od arel v'tame. Uri, Uri, arouse, arouse, awaken, awaken, wear the garments of your strength, Tzion, wear the garments of your splendor, Yerushalayim ir hakodesh, the holy city. Because no more will come upon you the uncircumcised and the impure. Hisna ari me afer kumi. Wow. Shake off from the dust, arise, Shavi Yerushalayim, the captives of Jerusalem. Hit patechi. Mosrei, open up your confines, open up your chains, open up the binds, Savareich, that are around your neck. Shavia bat Zion, the captive daughter of Zion. So, and then the next pasuk says, so says Hashem, for chinam nimkartem, you were sold, Hashem sold us, so to speak, because of our virus, for chinam, for free, v'lo b'kesef tigaelu, and no one is going to have to pay. Certainly not a Kosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachon. No one's going to have to pay to redeem us. Because Ko Amar Hashem Pasuk Dalet, so says Hashem, my nation went down to Egypt initially to reside there. And Assyria, Asher, took advantage of them for nothing. And now, says a Kosh Baruch Hu Pasukei, what is there for me, says the Shekhinah in exile. Kilukach Amichina, my nation was taken unjustly. And those who rule over my nations glorify themselves. And all day my name is profaned. The greatest profanity is the desecration of Hashem's name because of Klai Yisrael is in exile. Pasuk Vav Lachain, Yada Amishimi, therefore, when the redemption will come, my people will know my name. Lachain B'yamahu, on that day, Ki Anihu Hamidaber Hineni, because I am the one who spoke, I am the one who said, here I am. We're up to Perikid Beis Pasuk Zayim, but I want to talk about the Psukim that, of course, were very familiar to us, and that is because they are part of Lechadodi, every Leil Shabbos and Kabbalah Shabbos. Pasuk Yud Zayin in Perikid Av, his Orri Kumi Yerushalayim, arouse, arouse, arise, O Jerusalem. Perek Nun Beis Pasuk Aleph, Uri, Uri, Livshi Uzeich, arouse, arise, bear the garments of your strength, Tzion, the city of Tzion, Livshi Bigde, Tif Arteich, Yerushalayim, don the garments of splendor, Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, Nun Beis Pasuk Beis, Hit Na'ari, May Afar, shake yourself off, arise from the dust, Kumi, arise, get up, Shavi Yerushalayim. sit in all your splendor, Jerusalem, when your captives will be returned, Shavia Bat Zion. I want to quote from these words are obviously very familiar to us. They are part of the Lecha Dodi Tefillah that we recite in Kabbalah Shabbos, every Lel Shabbos, to welcome the Shabbos bride. I quote from the story of Miriam Peretz, Miriam's song. I believe that everybody knows who Miriam Peretz is. Miriam Peretz is a modern-day Aim B'Yisrael, modern-day Ima B'Yisrael, who lost, Rachmana Litzlan, her son Uriel and her son Eliraz, her first and second sons, in battle. Uriel and Eliraz, Uriel fell in the north in battle with Hezbollah in 1998 at the age of 22. And Eliraz, at the age of 31 in 2010, in battle with Hamas. Their graves are a few meters apart on Har Herzl. 7 summers ago, we were zochet to stand at their kfarim and be there, say Tehillim there, visit the kfarim of the Kedoshim. I want a quote from Miriam's song. It's right towards the end, page 383 for your reference. The moment of truth arrived. The torch lighting ceremony takes place at the conclusion of that terrible day, Yom HaZikaron, Israel's Memorial Day for IDF soldiers. How could I switch from memorial to rejoicing in the blink of an eye, writes Miriam. At the beginning of the day, I stood on Har Herzl at the main ceremony, standing beside the graves. Just like every other year, I am torn by the question of which son's grave I should stand by during the siren, says Miriam. I decided to stand beside Eliraz, and as I stood there, I heard the prime minister speaking, saying that on this hill, this evening, Miriam Peretz would light a torch. I bent down to Eliraz's grave, and I said, "You hear, Eliraz, the prime minister is talking to you, you and Uriel." After the memorial ceremony, I went home. Hundreds of people came and went. At 4 p.m., my daughter Hadass said, "Ima, the taxi will arrive at 5. You better start getting ready for the torch lighting." I felt confused. Just a minute ago, I had been sitting in the yard with friends talking about Uriel and Eliraz. I had to go up to my room, get dressed, put on makeup. How could I make a sudden transformation? When I got back to the living room, dressed in a black suit and heels, I was a different Miriam. Beside the staircase stood the friends who had come for Yom HaZikaron. They looked like they had come to see a bride going down the stairs to her chuppah. It was surrealistic. It was slightly frightening. I prayed to God. Tonight, among the flags and the lights, among thousands of people celebrating and rejoicing, let me see Uriel and Eliraz sitting in the audience. God, you have to help me. Don't let me see their graves. I was afraid I would shake or stumble, but the moment I heard the voice of Yehoram Gaon, the master of ceremony, announcing my name with the song, Po Be'eretz Chemdat Avot, here, in the beloved land of the forefathers, playing in the background, my feet carried me forward. I walked onto the stage with dance steps, as if the weight of years had been lifted, as if the pain and longing had disappeared. With each step, I sang to myself, Hitna'ari, may afar kumi, shake yourself free, rise up from the dust. For just a moment, I was once more Miriam Ohayon, the redhead full of life and happiness. I heard my father's voice whispering in my ear, Ya Binti, my dear daughter. I saw my mother placing both hands on my head to bless me. The audience filled the ceremony like one big family, united in a loving embrace. When I lit the torch and I reached the standard phrase recited by torchlighters, the Tiferet, Medina Israel, for the glory of the state of Israel, I knew the price of this glory. I saw Uriel and Eliraz standing before me, and I said to them, you are the glory. Thanks to you and your friends, we have a state, and today we are celebrating its independence. With each step, dance steps, as if the weight of the years has been lifted, as if the pain and the longing disappeared, I sang to myself, Miriam Peretz, Hitna Arif, May Afar Kumi, shake yourself free, rise up from the dust. And Navi Yeshayahu tells us that the consolation will be that Hashem will say to Yerushalayim, Hit Orari, Kumi Yerushalayim, Arise, arouse, get up, Jerusalem. Uri, Uri, awaken, awaken. Livshi uzeich, don your strength, Tzion, the beautiful city of Tzion. Livshi bigdei tifarteich, Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Don the garments of splendor, Jerusalem, the holy city. Hitna ari, me afar kumi, shavi, Yerushalayim. Hit pat chi, Moshe Tzavareich, Shavia Bat Zion. Shake yourself off, arise from the dust, Jerusalem. The chains, the bonds will be opened from around your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. We're up to Perek Nun Beis Pasuk Zion. Okay, Hashem has said that Ashur and Mitzrayim would have what is coming to them, that the cup of sorrow will be passed to them. And now the Pasuk says, Perek Nun Beis Pasuk Zion Yishayahu, Man Na'avu Al Haharim Raglei Mevaser Mashmiya Shalom Mevaser Tov Mashmiya Yeshua Omer Letzion Malach Elokayich. What a gorgeous Pasuk. I'm going to repeat it again with translation. Ma na'avu al haharim ragli mevaser. How pleasant on the mountains are the feet of the one who has good tidings. Mashmiya shalom, who announces peace. Mevaser tov, who has besurot tovot. Mashmiya Yeshua, who announces salvation. Amar omer letzion, he says to Tzion, Malach Elokayich, your God, your king reigns. I'm going to quote the very last Mishnah in Shas Mishnayos, and then I'm going to quote what the Midrash has to say. Is quoted by the Tosfos Yom Tov. The very last Mishnah in Shas Mishnayos. Okay, that's the last, final Mishnah in Tosha Baal Peh Mishnayos, Maseches Uktzin, Per Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis. Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Chalafta. These are the final words of Shas. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, lo matzo kodesh baruch hu, kli machzik bracha li Yisrael, ela ha-shalom. Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta says, a kodesh baruch hu found no better vessel for holding blessing for Israel than peace. Shana emar, and the Mishnah quotes a pasuk from Tehillim, Hashem oz la'amo yitin, Hashem yivarech es amo b'sham, Hashem will grant his nation strength, Hashem will bless his people with peace. The last word of Shas Mishnayos is shalom. This is the very last Mishnah. It really needs its own shir. We don't have time for it now, but Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to know what is the greatest vessel for holding blessing for Israel? Peace. As the verse says in Tehillim, Chaf Tas, Hashem will give strength to his nation, Hashem will bless his nation with peace. Listen to the Tosfos Yom Tov on the Mishnah who quotes the Medrash. Ube Medrash Rabbanan Omrin Gadol HaShalom. And in Medrash Rabbanan, the sages teach how great is peace. Kishamalach HaMashiach Yavo Eino Poseach Ela B'Shalom. When King Mashiach will come, how will he come? What will he announce? What's the first thing he will say? There is peace. Shana'amar. Like the Pasuk says, the Tosfos Yom Tov is quoting the Medrash on the last Mishnah in Aleph Shas. How do we know that peace is so great that when King Messiah comes, what will he announce first? What news will he bring us? Shalom. Because the Pasuk says in Yishayahu, Perek Nun Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Mana'avu al haharim ragli mevaser mashmiya shalom. How pleasant on the mountains are the feet of the one who has good tidings. The first thing he announces is peace. He brings besura tova. He brings news of the salvation. So says he says to Tzion, Malach Elokayich, your God is the king. This is an incredible, incredible Mishnah, Medrash, that is a Mishnah and a Medrash. When Mashiach comes, the first message will be not about victory, not about redemption, not even the building of the Beit HaMikdash. What will the first message of Mashiach be, quoting this Pasuk? Peace. Shalom, we learn, is not merely a blessing amongst many, it's the foundation upon which all other blessing rests. We would expect it to be Mashiach has arrived. And rather, the news is, Mashmiya Shalom, peace has arrived. There's no vessel capable of holding Hashem's blessing except for Shalom, because a peace is absent. Even the greatest blessings cannot endure, and therefore the era of Mashiach will begin with the proclamation of Shalom. It's both this first sign of redemption and the kli, the vessel, through which all other blessings of redemption will be received. Mana avu al haharim ragle mevaser mashmiya shalom mevaser tov mashmiya yeshua omer letzion malach elokayich. Let's just do the last pasuk. Such a beautiful, I don't really want to do all the last pasuk, oive, pasuk tes, okay? Pitzchu radinu yachtav charvus Yerushalayim. The Navi says, break out in joyous song together the destroyed places of Jerusalem. Kinicham Hashem amo. For God has comforted his nation. Ga'al Yerushalayim, he has redeemed Jerusalem. Everyone sing, all of the destroyed places break out in song together. Do you not see that Hashem has redeemed Jerusalem? Chasof Hashem Ezra'o Kodesho. We paraphrase that in the Ma'oz Tzur of Hanukkah. Chasof Hashem Ezra'o Kodesho. Hashem has bared his holy arm, le'enei kol ha'goyim, before the eyes of all the nations. V'ra'o kol afsei aretz es yeshuas Eloheinu. And all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. The last pasuk tells us that the redemption will not be in haste. It will not be in a flight. We won't have to rush. We won't be running. Ki holech lifneichem Hashem, because Hashem is going before us. Ume'asifchem Elokei Yisrael. And God, Hashem, the God of Israel, is the one who not only goes before us, but he is the one who gathers us in. Hashem, the God of Israel. What a beautiful, beautiful Torah of consolation. Alavai, we should be zocha to the Mevaser Tov, to the footsteps of Geula on the mountaintops, when peace will be announced, when Yerushalayim will shake herself off, when Zion will arise from the dust, when she will garb herself in the splendor of her nation Israel. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Bezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.